Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Medical sales professionals love to hear yes. They love it when the customer is ready to move forward, evaluate a product, buy a product, get it into stock, use it on their patients on a regular basis to boost sales, boost commissions. But medical sales professionals do not like to hear the word no. So a lot of times, they will do almost anything that they can to avoid hearing no. And if you don't hear no, what do you end up hearing if it's not a yes? You end up hearing maybe. Now, maybes feel sort of good, because a maybe is not a no. And the maybe has the medical sales professional thinking that there is still a chance, there is still a possibility that the sale may go forward. And in reality, that's true. It may go forward. But here's where many sales professionals fall short. They walk out of the office with a maybe and nothing else. So how do you follow up on a maybe? This is one of the biggest challenges in selling. Well, if you're willing to walk out of a healthcare provider's office with a maybe, then there must be a definitive plan for following up. So here's what you need to do. If it's not going to be yes, and it's not going to be no, then what you need to have is an understood next action step. In other words, define the expectations, both for yourself and for your customer, how you're going to move forward from this point. A lot of healthcare providers will say, well, you know, I'd like to see the data on that. Do you have some studies? Or can you send me a sample or bring me a video or a surgical protocol? Or can you have one of the other users get in touch with me and share with me his or her experience? So the question becomes, what is it that you need to do to move the sale forward from this point? And most importantly, are you able to get a commitment from your prospect that shows that he or she has the interest and is willing to make the commitment to help you move the sale forward? Because if you're not walking out of the office with a commitment, then all you are walking out with is a maybe. And here is the truth about maybes that have been told to me by many very successful medical sales professionals that I have worked with. Maybes will wear you out. And the sad truth is, you can't pay your bills, you can't hit your quota with maybes. You need to have sales. And maybes do not lead to sales unless there is an ironclad commitment that goes along with that maybe. So what type of commitments am I talking about? Well, one type of commitment, obviously, is an appointment to come in and follow up for something very specific. For example, if your healthcare provider wants you to bring supportive documentation or the sample that we talked about, or perhaps wants to see your product in a different configuration, a different color, a different size, whatever it is, you have a reason to come back in and to continue the conversation to try and move the sale forward. That's the type of commitment I'm talking about. But when you walk out of the office and the doctor, nurse, physical therapist, respiratory therapist, director of radiology, director of material management, when all this person says is, hey, you know, Bob, this looks pretty good, I'll keep it in mind. So many salespeople feel good about that, but in reality, what do they have that they can take to the bank? Nothing. Am I saying that you shouldn't accept the maybes? No, by all means, maybes are better than a no, provided that you leave the door open to come back in and create a sale. Now, along the lines of coming back in, please don't do what so many rookie sales professionals do. And they do this in all industries. They walk out with a maybe. You've given people a lot of maybes, I'm sure, salespeople. And sooner or later, the salesperson calls back and says, yeah, hey, Mr. Smith, this is Tom Jones over at ABC Widgets. And I was wondering if you've made a decision, if you're still thinking about getting the who's this, what's this we talked about. Now, nothing drives me crazier than that. Because here's the thing. If I was going to buy the widget that he's talking about, I would have called him back. Folks, if all you have is a maybe and you're trying to reconnect with your customers, don't make the reason for the call to find out if they're still interested. Call them back with a reason. Have a definite reason for calling back. What type of reason? Maybe some information was just released about the product that may give the prospect a different perspective or different viewpoint, and they may find that the product fits better with what their current needs are. Whatever it is, you have to have something new to talk about, something more to talk about, something that's different, something that's better, something that's improved. You can't just call back to say, hey, are you still interested? I was wondering if you were still thinking about looking at my widget. That doesn't work. So here's the bottom line. It's okay to walk out of the office with a maybe, as long as you create the opportunity at that conversation to turn that maybe into a sale down the road. Your job as a medical sales professional is to keep the sale moving forward at all times, not to sell maybes. If you have to walk out with a maybe, make sure it's a temporary condition. And I promise you, if you get the commitment before you walk out that door, then you always have a reason to come back, and you always have an opportunity for another conversation that sooner or later will lead to the sale. Thanks for joining us this week on Medical Sales Guru. I want to thank you for your comments and suggestions for future programs. I do try to get the podcast out every week. On some weeks, my speaking schedule is just too busy to do it, and I'll try to make it up to you, I promise. And let me leave you with the words I always do. Please remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.